आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
साल 2025 के लिए राजा के जन्मदिन पर घोषित किए गए ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया सम्मानों में एक नाम विद्यासागरन हरण रामचंद्रन का भी है। एक वक्त था जब विद्यासागरन रामचंद्रन एक हादसे के बाद पूरी तरह से समुदाय पर निर्भर थे। साल 2009 में हुई एक दुर्घटना में वे लगभग 55% तक जल गए थे। इस अनुभव ने उन्हें तकलीफ तो बहुत दी, लेकिन सेवा का अर्थ भी समझा दिया। आज वे रोटरी क्लब और अन्य सांस्कृतिक संस्थानों के साथ मिलकर अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर कई जिंदगियों में बदलाव ला रहे हैं। रामचंद्रन बताते हैं कि ये पुरस्कार जीतना उनके लिए क्या मायने रखता है।
Thrilled to receive this award, but let me tell you, this award is not because of my doing alone. There's a lot of people's work and support has been behind to do this, what I've been doing so far.
विद्यासागरन साल 1989 में श्रीलंका से ऑस्ट्रेलिया एक छात्र के रूप में आए। वे मेलबर्न में हिंदू संस्थानों से जुड़े और शुरुआत से ही समुदाय में रच बस गए। मेलबर्न में ही वे रोटरी क्लब से भी जुड़े। वे बताते हैं,
In 1995, I left Melbourne. But while I was in Melbourne, I was involved in the temple, but I was also a member of the Rotary Club of Clayton while I was there for a short while. My Rotary journey, I'm going back and forth, but my Rotary journey started in Sri Lanka as an interactor back in 1983 when I was in school. So I've been in Rotary family for a very long time.
1995 में विद्यासागरन सिडनी आ गए। समय के साथ उनका परिवार, उनकी पत्नी और बेटियां यहाँ चले आए और उनके साथ उनका घर बस गया। वे उस समय के बारे में बताते हैं।
During that phase, I also was heavily involved with the Sri Ayyappa temple, which we gathered at Homebush Public School every weekend for prayers and the get together of the like-minded community people. And then in 2001, I joined Rotary. Until that time, my Rotary journey or community involvement was not significant, I would say. Helping schools, doing Rotary barbecues. Everybody relates Rotary with barbecue as well, and supporting organizations like Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul or Red Cross in the appeals, etc.
फिर आया साल 2009, वह साल जब विद्यासागरन दुर्घटनाग्रस्त हुए। वे बताते हैं,
2009 was that changed my life and it gave me a meaning for life, and that belief got strong. I got burned pretty badly in 2009. May 2009, I got burned. I received 55% full thickness burns, and I was at Concord Hospital for about 7 months. The doctors were going to turn the life support off on the Thursday, I believe it's the 4th of June. But luckily, my wife and my family said, no, that's not going to be the case. And so I'm still here. But Rotary and Rotarians and the community played a huge role in my path to recovery.
वे कहते हैं कि ऐसे संकट के समय पर पूरा समुदाय उनके साथ आकर खड़ा हो गया था।
The Rotarians took our children to school, for almost 2.5 years. Then when I came home in 2010, for almost 2.5 years, they took me to the hospital 3 times a week for my continuous surgeries and physio, etc. So, and the community backed me up as well. So that really changed my outlook on life and what I wanted to do. And I thought there is something, a bigger reason why God has given me a second chance in life.
2012 में वे और उनका परिवार एक नए प्रोजेक्ट से जुड़े।
When I got home, I did not want to go out of the house because I was conscious about my appearances and the way I speak and everything else, and my inability to do a lot of things made me feel I didn't want to go out of the house, so I stay at home. But I did go to Rotary meeting because Rotarians used to come and take me for the meetings. In 2012, I got an opportunity to work on a project in a village called Zingapalam, which is in Andhra Pradesh, to provide a water retention ponds, I'd say, not dams, but ponds, because it's an island with Krishna River on both sides and Bay of Bengal on the other. Trying to raise money for that project took me out of the comfort zone and go out and meet people and do this, do a fundraiser and raise the money for this project. And when I had the opportunity to visit that village in 2013, and the appreciation and the and it was the first harvest after the after they got these water retention ponds so they could do farming, because originally they were all fishermen. They didn't want to go fishing after the tsunami. And you know, the love and the affection and the appreciation it was showed for such a, you know, it was just $30,000 project, which is, you know, probably about 50,000 Australian. But, you know, that changed my outlook. You know, if I can do, I could do much bigger.
रामचंद्रन ने रोटरी के साथ ऐसे कई अभियान भारत समेत कंबोडिया, वियतनाम, श्रीलंका, बोलिविया, केन्या, नाइजीरिया और ऑस्ट्रेलिया में भी किए. वे भारत में किए गए कार्यों के बारे में विस्तार से बताते हैं.
Be at the slums in Bhuvaneshwar to do provide toilet facilities for the women in the slums, working with the women self help groups and Rotary Bhuvaneshwar to provide toilet facilities for tents. Slums there, a leprosy mission in Allahabad. Had the opportunity to visit there, speak to the patients, and the need to provide a mobile van that can go and do early detection of leprosy patients before it is full blown, because most of the time they don't come out to say in the initial stages, and it's too late when by the time they get thrown out of the house. And my journey has been blessed, and I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of Rotarians across India and many parts of the world.
2009 में जब उन्हें दूसरों पर आश्रित रहना पड़ा, तब से लेकर 2025 में अब जब निराश्रितों की सेवा के लिए ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया सम्मान से वे नवाजे गए, वे अपने इस पूरे सफर पर कहते हैं,
You know, sometimes we do a lot of things, we don't expect anything in return. But when we receive so much love and affection to us, there's no way we can return that to that. One of the reason why I do these projects as a thank you to all those people who stood by me, stood by my family, including my wife and my two children. And I had friends fly in from India when they heard about my my hospitalization and everything else. So, you know, I had an outpouring of love, and you know, there's nothing I can do back to them. They're never going to be in a situation like what I've gone through. But there are others who would be in that situation. And if I can return back what I received, drives me that gives me the passion to do it.
वे कहते हैं कि वे first generation प्रवासियों की स्थिति को समझते हैं, लेकिन स्व से उठकर समुदाय को सोचना भी हमारी ही जिम्मेदारी है.
As a first generation Australian coming in 1989, it was a struggle. There was not a lot of eateries or anything, you know. So, you know, it was you know, we had to learn to cook at home, and but you know what I say is, we all have come here to make a life. So our important, our first priority is our family. We need to make sure that, you know, we give, and there are dependents back home as well who depend on us to support them. But saying that, you know, it's not about money. You know, it's about what we can do to the community locally and globally through engaging with these communities group. And it gives us that opportunity to integrate with wider community as well.
वे ये भी मानते हैं कि चाहे विभिन्न मंदिर समुदायों के लिए उनका किया गया कार्य हो या अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर की गई उनकी सेवा, उनकी पत्नी उनकी शक्ति स्तंभ रही हैं।
I would point out my wife Asha. 97 she came to Australia, and 2004, which is, you know, not long into our marriage, and with our children in primary school, I was in hospital in 2009 and did not work till 2013. In fact, I should also mention that after that project, I went back to full time work. So my wife has been a pillar of strength, pillar of support. She single handedly took care of our family, took care of the financials, you know, and because of Rotary, she was able to continue working full time. And I'll tell you, even though I was lying in bed, I could tell as soon as she stepped into that Burns unit at Concord Hotel, level 7, I will say Asha is here, because My ears were so tuned to her footsteps, so I could say that she's coming. So she's been a pillar of strength for me, and even today, she doesn't complain for the amount of time and effort I put into Rotary and other activities. So yeah, I owe a lot to her.
अपने पूरे जीवन को वे ईश्वर का आशीर्वाद मानते हैं और कहते हैं कि वे समुदाय के प्रेम के शुक्रगुजार हैं।
The opportunity to work with the temple, which I'm a strong believer, believe in the Almighty, and I believe that I've been guided. My life is something that the blessings that I've got. I mean, I couldn't do this on my own. It's a collaboration of Rotarians, not only from Australia, the Indian, Sri Lankan, Vietnamese communities in Sydney and Australia, wide, and the Rotarians who do the work locally in other parts of the world as well. And the amount of support that I get from Rotarians in from Canada or US or you know New Zealand, and to me, I think we have an obligation to where we come from. You know, we have a very pleasant life in Australia. We don't have any shortcomings, and whatever we can do back home, whether be it India, Sri Lanka, or Vietnam, or Cambodia, wherever it could be, we should do whatever we can in a small ways we can.
इस रिपोर्ट को आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया SBS हिंदी से वृषाली जैन ने।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।